The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Do you enjoy the particular smell or ambience of some retail stores here in Singapore? Well, just to name a few, stores like Isetan or even hotels like the Shangri-La have a unique scent. Now, they are using something called scent marketing, which is part of sensory marketing. And it's a way to increase consumer spending and, of course, brand recognition. Now, it uses techniques to reach a customer's senses and influence their behavior based on how a brand makes them feel. I mean, literally. So what's so important about sensory marketing and should businesses invest in it? Well, this morning I have with me Junie Yeo, Marketing Manager, Rental Kill Initials Singapore. Junie, good morning.
Hi, morning. Thank you so much for having us today.
And joining her is Sam John, Director of Business Development Asia, Prolytic. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Thanks for inviting us over.
So let's talk a little bit about this very interesting topic. And funny enough, just over the weekend, I went into a hotel and I smelled jasmine. And my partner highlighted to me, I said, oh, fresh jasmine, but where's the jasmine? And she highlighted to me that that's the trademark scent of the hotel. And I went, wait a minute, I'm talking about this on Monday. Could you break down the science of sensory marketing? Why is it so unique?
Let me just explain to you what is sensory marketing. So basically, it is a scientifically proven technique that we use to reach the five senses of consumers to influence their behavior or their image towards the client or the building or the place where we go to. So what we have done is we have chosen the strongest of the five senses and we've gone for smell. So why do we go for smell? Because it has a direct connection to your brain. Basically, your olfactory receptors in your nose is directly connected to the limbic system in your brain, which is the center of your emotions and memory. So according to us, it is the best way to influence a client's consumer behavior and the brand loyalty towards the clients. Yeah.
Junie, why is it so unique in your opinion?
Well, I mean, in today's world, you know, where we talk about service experience, it's not just visual and aesthetics anymore, but it's really beyond that. So, and more brands are actually, you know, really going deep into the service scape, like sensors, to really have that brand association. So, like you can recall, you know, at certain malls that you go, you probably can identify what mall and hotel is at.
Yeah.
So that
yeah.
is really that brand association and recall that the brands are going for today.
Just to give a bit of background, Initial Hygiene, which is part of Rental Kill Initial, that pest control company, they do scent marketing for businesses by handling fragrances and installations. And Prolytic is a company that provides the technology to disperse scents. So quite interesting to have this perspective from both of you. You both work closely together, I understand, to the point you wore the same colors to both of you today.
That was totally surprising.
All right, sensory marketing. Honestly, I have a sense that it's not new, is it?
It is not new. It has been there, but awareness towards this technology is getting a bit more popular now.
Okay.
So a lot of people, in the sense like brands and consumers, know that this is the cutting edge. And rather than seeing advertisements and stuff like that, when you smell something, it brings you back a lot of memory. Like, for example, it's medically also proven and it's also used for diseases like even Alzheimer's, where certain scents are introduced for patients and then they recall back memories which are like 30, 35 years back. So this is something which forms a very close association to the brand. And as Junie was mentioning, it is used more and more by a lot of people, starting from small retail stores to big international brands.
Okay. Is there a type of scent that's a primitive question here? Type of scent that's perhaps conducive for any particular purpose? Say, for example, okay, we're talking businesses, right? So a particular scent that you would associate with someone wanting to spend more on a sale. Does that work that way?
Definitely it does.
Oh, wow.
One of our major clients, like Junie knows, also are casinos.
Okay.
So for casinos,
the smell of money.
No. So basically, for casinos all over the world, and especially in Singapore, what we do is we try to induce scents to keep them awake.
Okay.
So the more you're awake, the more you're there, the more likely you'll spend more money. So does that answer your question?
It actually scares me if you think about it.
But there's also another interesting scent choice where it's not just the usual floral notes, but there are brands who've gone beyond the gourmet like the coffee and toast scents.
Sure.
So it has also evolved into the food series.
Right.
So that actually makes you want to eat more.
Like there would be, okay, so for coffee, say for example, the famous one being Starbucks, I'm sure there is some kind of scent that you think that by having this coffee, you're going to be more awake in that sense?
Let me put another perspective to
it. Okay, sure.
So basically, I'll give you an example of what's happening in US, Europe at the moment. There is this international ice cream chain. Mm-hmm. I don't want to quote the name, but what they did is they approached us and asked us, okay, let's work together to find out something where we can boost sales, get more footfall into our parlors, you see. So what we did, we found out that their best-selling ice cream was vanilla and their best product was waffle.
Right.
So what we did, we created a unique scent called Vanilla Waffle, which is very similar to what they sell in store.
Okay.
And what we did is we infused the scent outside the perimeters of the store. So what happens in the morning, you wake up, you walk around with your partner, your kids, you never thought about having an ice cream or a waffle. But when you walk near the perimeters of the shop, it entices your taste buds and you just want to walk in.
Wow.
So in the last 3 months, 30 to 35% of their revenue has gone up, almost 50% increase of footfall.
Right.
So this is a very unique way to draw customers in. And if I quote another example in the medical field, we have certain scents like lavender. It decreases the stress level in your body.
Mm.
So these are things which, these are fragrances that can be used in medical facilities, clinics, etc., where you're waiting for maybe a dental appointment or maybe you're waiting for your test results. You lower down your stress.
Right.
So specific scents are connected to specific use and there's a huge science behind it. So we go through a step-by-step process for unique verticals and each client and we spend the time with them to understand which would suit their business the best.
Let's talk about this scent marketing and the process of creating a unique scent. Is there a cost attached to it? What goes into this? Junie?
Well, so basically, scenting can be a very small skill. You know, it really depends on how much of the space you like to scent. So it can actually cost quite economical, like a few $100.
Oh.
But of course, I mean, in a very large scale, commercial buildings, retail malls where, you know, you really have many stories, of course, investment can go quite high.
Mm.
So it also depends on how often and how heavy you like the scent to be, you know, the intensity and the notes. But all these budgets and costs can actually help to reduce or make it more economical for brands to adopt.
And if it's effective, you make it back anyway, right?
That's right.
Sam, interesting question. You mentioned earlier about this chain of vanilla waffles that was being sold and the scent was kind of outside the shop, around the building. How is this scent dispersed?
Okay, that's a very good question. That's where actually Prolytech comes in.
Ah.
We have our own diffusers manufactured in Milwaukee, US. So basically, we have diffusers which is as small for the fitting of this room.
Right.
We can go to as big as almost a football field, and multiple connections of these machines can scent a huge area. So as answering back to your question, we check the size of the area which is needed to be scented and we deploy the right machine. Now coming to your question, again, there's two ways to do it. One is direct scenting, where the machine will be seen in the perimeters and the diffusion comes out of it. And there's an indirect scenting where the machines are connected to a HVAC system.
Right.
So we work with the HVAC engineers and then we connect the system into your ducts. So basically the machine won't be seen, but the scent just comes out.
Yeah. How do you decide on the amount? I mean, sometimes too much of a good thing is not good.
Yes, that's a very good question. What we do is we go through a process of a trial scenting. So
right.
Basically in the trial scenting, we will start with a very minimal scenting because most of our machines run from 1 all the way to 50. And most of the places, we only need to maybe scent 15. The points up to 15. So at the end of the day, we go through a trial process, we make sure that it's an optimum level, and we all these machines are computer programmed. So if it is an area 9 to 5, but the footfall in that area during lunchtime, maybe 12 to 2 is highest, so it automatically switches to a program where high intensity of scent comes in.
Right.
So it's a whole technology behind it.
Is it possible to copyright a scent? And I only bring this up because whenever I walk into a place like Victoria's Secret, I just remember that scent. Don't ask me why I'm there. Is it possible to copyright a scent? Is it possible to even keep that scent unique?
Yes, this is a very interesting question. This comes under our classification called signature scents.
Right.
So what happens is we work with another company called Firmenich. They're a 150-year-old number one fragrance company in the world, which are responsible for huge perfumes like CK1, Dolce & Gabbana, etc.
Okay.
So what we do is when we have requests from Rentokil that their client needs a signature scent, that means this is patented by Firmenich but used only for the client. So we then go through a development process of exactly what they require, and they become with that unique scent after a few sampling processes. Mm. Like, for example, you walk into any Le Méridien in the world, it's one particular scent. So that falls under brand marketing. So answering your question, this will be unique to that brand, and okay, only that brand can use it. So wow, that falls under signature scenting.
It kind of falls in line with, similar to what the Tiffany jewelry, they can copyright that Tiffany color, so to speak.
Yes.
I don't even know what the name of that color is. Just call it Tiffany color. Junie, sensory marketing, playing on the nose here, and it's a very sensitive part of our bodies. Or is it possible, rather, that could go wrong? Say, the scent is a turnoff. Has it happened before?
Scents can be quite subjective and
sure,
depends on the selection process and how you try to take it as close to possible to your brand persona. So it could be probably a wrong selection or probably a wrong placement that could get it a little bit wrong. Technically, there's also some installation issues that probably can make it smells bad or
sure,
too
yeah,
strong.
Yeah.
So in terms
it
of
mixes with other things in the environment, right?
Exactly. That's right. So sometimes if it clashes with certain order and it actually makes the scent smells worse,
uh-huh,
so that probably can go a little bit wrong.
From the tech side, does Polytech come in and sort of regulate to make the scent to rectify this problem?
Yes, we do. The main thing over here is a site survey. So we
right,
go through a detailed process of site survey, like exactly what you asked. This falls under the scent cross-contamination.
Uh-huh.
So basically, you have a restaurant which is filling out like masala and all that heavy scents.
It's good scents.
Yeah, it's good scents. But then what we do is we try not to put a diffuser outlet
right,
somewhere near to this, because we'll be getting a cross-contamination of two scents.
Right.
So this is a very important question, and we go through the field, and Polytech also works together with Rentokil to go to the field and assess the place and try to see which is the best spot for the installation.
Right. So in the lab, the scent out of the lab and the scent on the ground can really be very different.
Yes, they will be.
If we were to compare, you have a business which uses sensory marketing versus a business that doesn't. In terms of customer recall, brand recognition, is there a significant advantage?
Okay, I'll just bring you to one segment that we use. It's under odor remediation. So
okay,
exactly like what you said, a washroom or a high-frequency area where we're using our scents and when we don't use our scents. Like, for example, Rentokil, sometimes what we do is we cut off the scents, and then the management and the people, the clients come back to us and say, oh my God, this place really smells bad.
Mm.
Like a washroom where a janitor goes in, maybe some pipes are clogged and there is urine and stuff in the place. So what we do is we introduce our odor remediation technology, which comes with two additional molecules
mm-hmm,
in the fragrance to block the malodor reception in your brain. And the second molecule basically neutralizes the malodor.
Mm-hmm.
So this is specifically used in many high-level washrooms, many shopping mall washrooms in Singapore and globally today. So answering your question, if you don't use it, it's going to be really bad.
Right.
Yeah.
Because there are other factors around that affect it.
Totally.
I have a curious question, and I'll try not to mention any brand names in this if you can help me out. It really is just my own curiosity. This cookie seller in the underground area of Wisma Atria, do they use sensory marketing, or is it really the natural cookie smell? Do you guys have any inside information on this?
It's subjective again. I don't know exactly which cookie seller you're referring to, but
the
yes,
famous one,
but
if you get
then
what I mean,
again, because you can infuse through the AHU, so it's also quite well hidden.
Yeah,
right.
So you might not even know it's there.
They
yeah,
may be saying it's natural, but it might not be.
It might not be. I'll give you another example. There's this famous store in Singapore where we've been sending for years now.
Sure.
So before what they we started to send, they had their own perfume. So in the morning
okay,
briefing, the staff manager will give the perfume to the staff and say, go to each of the wardrobe, the retail place, and spray the perfume.
Okay.
So basically spraying of perfume, what happens is the aerosol is too big.
Mm.
Ours, the aerosol molecule which comes out is in the micron level.
Right.
So that is 100% hypoallergenic and 100% safe. So right. that makes a huge difference.
Right, right. Yeah. That's a bit more, the earlier one's a bit more primitive method of,
exactly.
of execution.
Exactly. Yeah.
If I run a business, what are the first steps I need to take if I want to get into sensory marketing? Should I set aside a certain budget? Is there an amount you can advise me on?
I suppose first of all is really look into your whole marketing strategy and how you really want to optimize your service and also your brand. Mm-hmm. And of course then, you know, goes into budget allocation and see how much would you like to contribute for the sensing part. And then you can always start small. You can do a localized version and then, you know, have some trial and experiments and, you know, tweak the marketing plan with the sensing along the way.
Thank you so much for taking the time to come by the studio this morning. Junie Yeo, Marketing Director, Rentokil Initial Singapore, and Sam John, Director of Business Development Asia at Prolotech. We've been talking about sensory marketing and its impact on businesses. Guys, I wish you a great week ahead.
Thank you
Thanks
so much.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having us.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.